This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. A plane carrying Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar crashed in Baramati, Maharashtra this morning. The incident has been confirmed by officials. Rescue operations are currently underway at the crash site. Further details are awaited. The budget session of Parliament will begin today with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both houses. The economic survey will be tabled tomorrow and the budget will be presented on Sunday, 1st February. The first phase of the budget session will be held from today until 13th of next month. The second phase will take place from 9th March to 2nd April. There will be 30 sittings during the budget session. The Election Commission has taken a firm stance on the transfer of officials engaged in the special intensive revision of the voter list in West Bengal. It said that the state government has issued transfer orders for 3 electoral roll observers without obtaining prior approval from the commission. Expressing their dissent and opposing such move, the commission has sent a letter to the state government to revoke the order immediately. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the annual NCC PM rally at Karyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi today. The theme of this year's rally is Rashtra Pratham Kartavyanisht Yuva. It will witness the participation of 2,406 NCC cadets from across the country, including 898 girl cadets. The rally will also see the participation of 207 youth and officers from 21 foreign countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to Punjab Kesari Lala Lajpat Rai on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hailed the freedom fighter as the immortal son of the motherland. Mr. Modi said that Lala Lajpat Rai's life of sacrifice will continue to remain a source of inspiration for every generation of the country. Home Minister Amit Shah also paid tribute to Lala Lajpat Rai. In a social media post, he highlighted that the freedom fighter became the inspiration for armed revolution for countless revolutionaries like Bhagat Singh. The death toll in the devastating fire at Nazirabad in Narendrapur South 24 Parganas has risen to 11 following the recovery of 3 more bodies from the gutted warehouse. While police reports indicate that 14 families have filed missing persons diaries, local residents claim the number of missing individuals is significantly higher. Baruipur Police District SP Subhendra Kumar stated that the authorities will seek court permission today to conduct DNA testing for identification of the deceased. The state government has announced an ex gratia of 10 lakh rupees each for the families of the victims. The Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, organized the second edition of the Coastal Cyclothon titled Vande Mataram Coastal Cyclothon 2026 this morning. Minister of State for Home Affairs, Nityanand Rai, virtually flagged off the cyclothon from New Delhi. The 25-day cyclothon is part of the commemoration of 150 years of Vande Mataram, which will continue till 22nd of next month. This year's theme for the cyclothon is Surakshit Tat Samrit Bharat. The 11th Ajanta Ellora International Film Festival will begin in Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar today. On the occasion, legendary music composer and Padma Vibhushan awardee Ilaiyaraaja will be honoured with the prestigious Padma Pani Award in recognition of his outstanding contribution to Indian cinema. Eminent filmmaker Ashutosh Gavarikar and renowned sound designer Resul Pukati will also be present at the event. The festival will open with the screening of the Spanish film Sirit. The festival will continue until Sunday. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Bihar till tomorrow. Cold wave conditions are likely to prevail in Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Chandigarh, Haryana and Delhi for the next 2 to 3 days. Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim may experience thunderstorm and hailstorm. And that is the end of this news bulletin.